Luke Mazinski with the Audubon Wheelers joining us here today as Luke has decided to head to Co-College to continue his football career. And Luke, first of all, congratulations on getting that decision done. Sounds like it was kind of an interesting story. We'll get to that in a second. And second of all, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet, Luke. Let's start with that kind of interesting decision. You made it, I think it was just yesterday or here in the last couple of days, that Co was that final choice where you were going to head. But it sounds like it came down to a couple of different things, and there was some different things that kind of led to the decision on where you were going.
Yeah, there was a few things. I got a scholarship through the ROTC, Army ROTC program, and I was able to get the scholarship to either Co or BV, so that let me decide. And then I just, you know, it was looking at their science programs for biology and both the schools, and then the football programs after that. So, yeah.
What did you learn about both as you were doing some homework on them?
I learned that Co is, like, with being on the eastern side of Iowa, they have a lot of connections, you know, since they're in Cedar Rapids. Basically, they have a lot of internships throughout the business, and they do move a few pre-vets through, they said probably two or three a year graduate. And then while at BV, they have an actual ag program with ag business and animal science. But when I compared the two, the end result for the pre-vet ended up being pretty close to the same courses. So while I wanted it to narrow it down, it didn't. So, yeah.
And I tell you what, knowing some people that went through that pre-vet and the vet programs and stuff, those are not easy majors. So how much did the education part of all of this kind of really weigh on you through this decision time?
Being a veterinarian, it takes a lot of dedication throughout going through school. And, you know, those classes that I'm going to be taking, I have to do really well in. So I had to find a good college that was going to help me through it. And, you know, if I started to slip, they could bring me back up to the grade point average I needed.
Let's talk a little bit about that co-football program. You said you got a chance to visit there. How did you like the campus? What was it about things? And what were the conversations with the coaching staff like?
Everything was really good. It was a really positive visit. I was able to sit down and eat lunch with a lot of the football players. Lane Lawson, actually, he was able to eat lunch with us and kind of introduced me to some of the guys. And then basically had, in the morning, I got admissions done with, so I was able to tour and talk to the coaches. It was really cool. They were able to pull up my film from high school and film from past games where they think they want me and all sorts of stuff. So it was very, very cool and easy to see where I'd fit in.
Playing 8-man, you play both sides of the ball. 11-man going to be a little different. Where do they see you, and where do they see you fitting in?
They see me fitting in probably as a mic backer. Just sitting more in the middle, either spying or, I think the one we call it the flex backer, where he kind of has room to blitz and get pressure on the quarterback. While we'll stay still mostly in the middle of the field controlling the pocket.
Is that the side of the ball and kind of the position you've always wanted to play?
I love defense ever since I was started out before junior high. And I've always liked linebacker and D-end. I played a lot of linebacker when I was younger, and it's going to be a lot of fun to get back to it.
What do you feel your strengths are, and how do you feel you can help Co when you get there?
I can get very determined. Once I set my mind to something, you know, I'm ready to go. And with ROTC, their workouts, I think I can be in really, really good shape going in, and have the ferocity to be able to go in and, you know, just hit some people and, you know, make sure the defense is up to where they need to be.
Where do you need to get better yet?
My quickness, probably. My foot speed. Those are probably the two biggest things. If I can get quicker out of my stance and toward the ball, better angles. Those are probably the biggest thing I need to work on as of right now.
Mentioned a former Audubon teammate in Lane Lawson there. How much have you talked with him about it? What did he kind of tell you about the program, and did that help in making the decision?
Yeah, he kind of talked to the coaches before they got a hold of me back right when football ended, and he basically he's been with it. He hasn't been looking over my shoulder a ton, but he's always been there if I needed to answer questions. Me and him would take day fishing trips, and we'd just go kind of talk about the college. And he talks a lot about how the guys, the camaraderie, how together the team is, and how that they're building, they're doing really well, and they're ready to take that next step into a great football team.
Luke, well, I tell you what, you guys made it to the Dome this year. You've had some time since then to kind of reflect back. What are some of the memories of the great football seasons that you guys have had and finally getting through to get to the Dome and into the championship game? What are some of the memories that you're going to take away from that?
Probably some of the biggest memories is just being in that moment with some of my really good friends. I'm really close with everybody, but especially Eric and Tanner, down in the trenches of the linemen, you just have this, connection, playing both sides of the ball. We were able to, the team actually blessed us. We were able to run out of the front three right behind Burks running out into the field. And that was a pretty big memory, just knowing, we're here to play, and this is where, every kid in Iowa wants to be when they're in high school, and we get to do it as a senior to end our career.
Well, I tell you what, Luke, it's been a lot of fun covering you, not just in football, with your career down there at Audubon. Know you're going to be very successful over at Co. And with everything you do. Best of luck there. Best of luck with all the vet stuff you're going to be doing in the future. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Luke Mazinski again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, he's going to head to Co College to continue his football career.